Philip, can you tell me, was there a clocking in procedure at Fielding and Pla in the wartime?
Oh, yes, there was a strict policy that you had to clock in. And any time that you had off, you certainly weren't paid for. The timekeeper then was Tom Morris. I don't know when he left there, but yes, he was very strong. If you were a couple of minutes late, you certainly didn't get any grace or anything like that. But it was good. It was I think it taught you an awful lot about the honesty and the proper way that running a business. You kept a tight rein on it, and it worked well. It was good education.
I think as we were chatting earlier, you mentioned a clocking in wheel and a clocking in number. Can you remember much about that, Philip?
Yes, the old clocking in devices, I think they came out of the Ark. It was a big wheel, and with the numbers around the diameter of it. And you had to press the arm, a swinging arm, which went round like a clock. And, yeah, I remember my number, 66. I think anybody can look that up.